You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Members of the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, or Tōpū Tangata Pui Kia Tiaki o Aotearoa, will be holding public rallies today in five main centres to call on the government to ensure Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand, or formerly the DHBs, urgently provide the funding needed to properly value Aotearoa's primary healthcare nurses. Now, the main centres for this rally are in Auckland, Tauranga, Hamilton, Wellington and Christchurch, and the rallies will run from 12:30 until 1:30. Primary healthcare nurses work in areas of the health system such as general practice, after-hours emergency centres, blanket Māori and iwi health providers, now urgent care, as well as urgent care and family planning. They have the same qualifications, trainings and responsibilities as Te Whatu Ora nurses, but are paid significantly less. Now, a nurse at a medical centre typically earns around 10 to 20% less, and nurses working for Māori and iwi providers can earn up to 25% less. Many employers say that they want to pay their staff the same rates as Te Whatu Ora nurses, but they can't do so without increased capitation funding from the government. Now, I spoke to Anne Daniels, the president of the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, and I started off by asking her about the significance of the rally. Here she is now.
It's about changing the injustices that are occurring to women who nurses are mostly women, and I believe it's a gender discrimination issue as well as an issue that is disenfranchising Māori and Pacifica. And this has been going on for many, many decades. It has to stop because it's unacceptable that any nurse anywhere is paid less than her colleagues in the hospitals. There's no good justification for that. They have the same qualifications and requirements for maintaining competency through the Nursing Council. So there's no good reason for them to actually be paid any less than hospital nurses for doing the same job.
So a nurse at a medical centre typically earns around 10 to 20% less, and nurses working for Māori and iwi providers can earn up to 25% less.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's not right.
Your thoughts, where would you say the government should start with a matter like this?
I think the time for siloing nurses is over. The whole point of the new health authority and Māori Health Authority is to actually bring all of the health system and the people that are employed within that system under one umbrella. So for that reason alone, there is no reason to continue these inequities between nurses who actually have the same qualifications and are required to actually remain competent through the Nursing Council competency program. So, you know, the government actually does need to step up. I don't want to say that a primary health nurse or a blanket nurse or a Māori nurse is any more necessary than another nurse, because we all play our essential parts to actually keeping our communities well. I think they all should actually be paid exactly the same as the XDHB or district hospital nurses right now.
Just today, there was a story that got put out by RNZ where New Zealand-trained migrant nurses were facing quite a tough challenge in terms of they can't receive residency here in New Zealand. Therefore, they can't work as nurses, and you know, it's become so frustrating that you know they have to take into consideration whether or not they can stay here. What are your thoughts on this?
I think a lot of the IQN actually are working as nurses. Some of them aren't because of the rules, or the current rules of the Nursing Council. It's the issue with residency that is the problem. Many of these nurses are been working in New Zealand and providing healthcare, particularly in aged care and primary health. But I know that I work along a lot of IQNs in the emergency department. But it's the residency, the fact that they have no certainty of being able to stay in New Zealand. They've been working for years and years and years, paying taxes, doing all the right things, And coming into New Zealand, it cost them a lot of money, up to $30,000 or $40,000 or more, just to go through the recognition courses that they have to demonstrate competency in. So, you know, they are actually putting back into New Zealand a lot, but we're giving them very little back, and that has to change. In terms of nurses walking off the job, NZNO did a survey recently, and over 70% of the nurses that were surveyed, and there were quite a few thousand, stated very clearly that they were thinking of leaving nursing, and this is New Zealand nurses we're talking about here. So it's actually quite dire, and the main reason is because we're not being treated fairly. It's complete injustice that we are continuing to be paid less than our male comparators. And the New Zealand government, particularly the Labor Party, have known this for years because they put the equity legislation into place decades ago. So they need to walk the talk.
Are there any disparities we need to take into account in regards to Māori and Pacifica nurses?
We all know that Māori and Pacifica nurses do the mahi because they, once they finish the work, they are also required to support their communities, their iwi and their hapū as well. So, you know, in terms of inequity, they're doing it hard, and that needs to change.
Yeah, we'll go back to the rally. What's going on today? I'm reading here that it's five cities around New Zealand, and there'll also be a ballot to vote on how well they think the government is doing at valuing primary healthcare nurses.
Yes, that's right, and we're also giving postcards out for people to actually send to the government. But we really do need the communities, our individual families, to come out as well, not just healthcare workers, because this is all, the primary healthcare is basically about keeping our communities and individuals well and keeping them out of hospitals. They have done the hard yards during COVID with the vaccinations and the testing. They need to be recognised for that. And so we are asking the community to come and stand beside us in the various rallies that are around the country. And I know that they've been put out on Facebook and the papers, etc. In Wellington, I'm literally heading there right now. It's at Midland Park at 12:30. So come and join us. Just stand with us for half an hour during your lunch break and let us know that you're with us and supporting us. So that would be absolutely amazing.
That was Anne Daniels, the president of the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, speaking about today's primary healthcare rally.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.